Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look good, you feel great. It's a cliche because it's true. MeUndies understands this, and that's why they've designed underwear that makes you look and feel fantastic. MeUndies is made from modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. They even release a new design every month. All orders in US and Canada ship for free. MeUndies even has a money-back guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, you get to keep it for free. Make sure you go to MeUndies.com/getdug to get 20% off your first order, and so that they know we sent you.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's just me today. It's another All Dug All the Time episode of Getting Dug with Hi, which means, of course, that I will get to lots of Twitter questions, so be sure to send me your questions on Twitter. I'll just open up my Twitter feed and look right at it. I don't like to look at my Twitter during a show with a guest, you know, because that'd just be rude to be staring at my Twitter the whole time. But today we can get away with it. And so tweet me anything you want to know, and I will answer lots of them, and we'll also get through lots of pot topics. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Hot topic.
There it is. I even warned him it was gonna come early today. Happy Columbus Day, everybody. We did it. What happens on Columbus Day? Like post offices closed, right? Schools maybe. Are schools closed? No, I remember going to school in California on Columbus Day, but that was many years ago. And then I've got here on this card an interesting story because we're celebrating today the arrival of marijuana seeds in the Americas. In 1492, Columbus's ships carried seeds of cannabis sativa, introducing marijuana to America. The seeds were carried so that in case of a shipwreck, the crew could grow crops for supplies and food. That's what Matt Damon should have grown in the Martian, on Mars, as he should have made himself some weed plants, and then he wouldn't care so much about getting off the planet. It's 17 minutes after the hour, so it's almost 4:20 somewhere, and that's gonna be...
4:20 somewhere!
It's gonna be all of our friends on the East Coast in places like Florida and Georgia and all the way up to New York and above that even into Canada, and then Havana, Cuba, down the other way. Parts of Brazil, that's parts of it. Wouldn't it just be part of Brazil? A part of it? And, and it's in the morning, it's 4:20 a.m. in parts of China and in Western Australia. I didn't even know Australia was dealing with more than one time zone. That's interesting. Let's see if I can get into one Twitter thing before the phone starts ringing. Some guy named Mike says he's glad that he can watch live. Oh, he has the day off because of Columbus Day. And then he wrote, boo, genocide. So that's a fun thing to say on Columbus Day. And someone just wrote, me undies? Really? Yeah, it's a product. They wanted to sponsor the show. I think we've gotten a good response from it. Like a lot of you guys out there want super soft, comfortable underwear. There it is. It's 19 minutes after the hour. And I'll keep checking back with my Twitter to see what you guys are asking about. Someone just mentioned my show at the Castro Theater. We're doing a Benson movie interruption of Back to the Future 2 on October 21st. Back to the Future 2 Day. So I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about something that's about to happen, with this baby right here. But since it's rapidly approaching 419, I gotta smoke something. So I'll start with this little friend right here, my little skull pipe. There, something's going on in the offices today. There's a lot of excitement out there. Why can't I find the, oh, it's right on his nose. That's hilarious. Also, I feel rude. All you guys, like, usually I have a guest at least that's also smoking, but you guys are all just sitting there looking at me while I get to do the smoking. I'm gonna have some serious coughing fits today. I can feel it. Last night, my friend Matt Myra got married to a nice lady named Dori Shafrir. I get it messed up because I'm used to my friend Ari Shafir. She's got an extra R in there, Shafrir. And they got married in Vegas yesterday. And I'll even tell myself before going to a wedding in Vegas or a wedding in general, don't drink so much. There's no reason to drink a ton. But something about being at a wedding reception, all I wanted to do is drink and eat, you know, the hors d'oeuvres that come around and the buffet that's some nice meat. But I drank a ton for no good reason. I wasn't even, like, trying to hit on anybody or anything. So now I'm suffering today a little bit. Happy 420 from Akron, Ohio. That's right. Ohio is all, you know, feels all Midwestern-y, but like parts of it are in the Eastern time zone, interestingly enough. I'll be in Cincinnati this Thursday night. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting drunk next door at McLeavy's. I feel like I bug you when I tweet because I'm super paranoid when I tweet at you. Well, I don't know why you'd have to do that. I don't know why you'd have to worry about that. We got some Honey Farm vape pens here on the desk, on the table. And I'm going to try the... I'm going to try this one again because I tried it right before the show and it was delicious. This one, the flavor is banana chocolate. Does Honey Farm, you got a new name yet? Not yet. Okay, working on it. Guys, we are auctioning off this piece right here. It's been on the show from, if not the beginning, close to the beginning. It's from Chameleon Glass. It's called the Hong Kong Funi. And we're auctioning it on eBay. I have no idea how much money, I mean, I know it'll get at least $50, maybe $100, but I have no idea how much you guys are gonna bid on this thing. The auction's gonna go for 10 days. And we'll keep you up to date during the show today and during the next show. We're going to do a show next Monday, I think. And you can bid on it by going to bit.ly.com/Doug's Typhoon. Doug's with no apostrophe, of course. The bidding will end Thursday, October 22nd at 11:55 a.m. And we'll just see how much this is worth to somebody. I signed it. We cleaned it out pretty good, but you know what I'm thinking? Until we actually get rid of it, I should probably keep taking hits out of it. I haven't mentioned yet what we're smoking today. I got a sativa called Hawaiian Jack. That's what I've been smoking so far. And then indica called AFPAK, A-F-P-A-K. And I'll put some of that in the old Hong Kong Funi. So it's gonna be delivered to you a little bit unclean, a little dirty. But I think it's just a better way to get people to bid on it. Watch me put my stupid mouth on it. We'll especially clean off that part for you. Or we'll do that move, you know, when you're passing around a bowl and a group of people and a person just takes the end of it and does that, like just burns the germs of every other person right off of there. I don't know if that actually works, but I've seen people do it. I don't do it. I probably should. Wow. I thought I cleared it, but there's still just a little bit coming out of here. A little bit still lit there.
I'm going to do one more. This is a real chill show today. Columbus Day, what a way to celebrate. Washington, D.C., once again, the most viewers per capita. 14, it's won this contest 14 times, three of which were in a row. And the runner-ups were all the same, every other state where it's legalized. Which is interesting. I can't get over that. You'd think people would be more fascinated with watching people smoke pot from places where it's super illegal rather than places where it's been legalized. But I want to get a contest going because it just seems like these are never going to change until more states legalize it. But the runner-ups in sixth place, Arizona, seventh, Nevada, eighth, Minnesota. These are all places I love to play and go to. Vermont. I've only been there once, but I liked it. And Rhode Island, I've been there a bunch of times, and they are definitely super into weed there in Providence. So of those five, let's see if any of you could, you know, really make a run at it and get into the top five most viewed, along with Washington, D.C., Oregon, and Colorado. Success, and I didn't smear my autograph. So good job, everybody. That last show too was a really, really stony one. If you haven't watched me and Brian Redband and who else was on that one? If you haven't watched that one yet, check it out, because we got really high. Oh, Felipe Esparza was on that one. P-E-I-Z-M-B-I, that's another catchy Twitter handle, wants to know if the blue cards are made out of paper that's suitable for making a joint. And I guess so, but I don't know. I don't think this kind of paper, I don't think you'd want to light it on fire and smoke it. And also, you know, don't you want to keep it instead of setting it on fire if you buy one of our cards? What do we charge for them, $5? That's what a deal. This could be yours for $5, you guys. And we signed some of them, but just kind of randomly, so you don't know what you're gonna get. Take the double trouble hit, two bong hits, one breath. Oh my God, you really do wanna make me start coughing like a maniac. I kinda like it though, let's try it. This could be a fun new angle on the show, just me alone taking challenges from people. Of course, my phone will light up with do some dabs. We don't have the technology for dabs today, but I'm definitely not against dabs. I enjoy them. Okay, so the idea is I'm going to take a big hit and then try to take another hit without blowing out that first hit. Oh, God. This is a terrible idea. And I've said God twice. I don't know why I say God. It's just a habit, but I'm not a religious person at all. There's no reason to drag God into it. It's just difficult to do. It's not fun. And that second hit was, I didn't get this lit very well, so that second hit also was kind of puny, so which was probably a good thing, because I don't know how much more I could have taken. But who knows, you know, any one of these beautiful pipes could be next. Could be sold next on eBay because, you know, we've got some nice sponsors like MeUndies and HBO and Amy Schumer's upcoming special. But, you know, it costs a little money to put this all together. So anything we can get from, you know, we don't want to straight out just ask you for money. So we sell you these cards and we put the pipe on eBay. Let's do some pot topics. Let's get into it. I want to see what you guys are tweeting about. When's the next UCB? Don't know. when the next UCB is, because those live shows are super fun to do, but strangely seem a little less popular than the ones in the Spacement. So we're kind of holding off on those for a while to build up anticipation. And also, we're going to try to do something somewhere on 420 in 2016. We'll go live, and people can watch from all over the place. How about Maine? That's what Hunter S. Buck wants to know. Legal in Portland and medical Eubene? What does that mean? Legal in Portland and medical Eubene? Oh, I see. Portland, Maine. It's legal for medical. And then at the end he wrote, brains. I don't know why, other than maybe to get me to do that, because I was in Return of the Living Dead Part 2, and I was a zombie that got to say brains at one point. And I, you know, ran it by the director or whatever, but he didn't have a problem with it. I said it like Marvin Martian. Brains! And that's all I got to say. What am I trying to do here? I gotta load this thing. This is the new Gandalf pipe, also from Chameleon Glass. Oh, also, this is a good time to just address certain pieces of business that I don't get into on the show when there's a guest sitting here, is that I love all the pieces that Chameleon Glass has sent me, but you know, you guys can stop. And because the last box that you sent me was so huge, it was crazy. I thought, how did this even get to my home? I mean, how did I even get this? And I think, it was delivered. I have packages sent to not my home, and it was too big to put into a car to take back to. It wouldn't fit in the trunk of the rental car I had, so I had to like shove it in the back seat and put the seat. That's how much stuff they sent me. And I still have some more things to bring in. Like this was in there, I think, this little guy, who's very fun, but not practical, because if you have a bowl full of weed and you set him down, he's just gonna fall over. They should make like a little, like a, you know, pretend fake rock or something, you know, some sort of little environment for him that you can also set him on. He stays upright, or on his back rather. All right, let's try the Gandalf. I absolutely failed on that one. That was very poor form. If they have like a X Games for weed, I'm not gonna enter. Let's do one pot topic before we go to the break.
Pot topic.
For the first time, this is awesome, monthly marijuana sales in Colorado have surpassed $100 million. That is a nice chunk of change that the government there is getting. So everybody, get government jobs in Colorado. And this was from the month of August, I think. And month-to-month sales have been increasing since the legalization. In the first month in 2014 was 46.9 million. So like the amount of weed they're buying a month there is pretty much doubled. That's awesome. Thank you for being a place, Colorado, that did that thing. And we'll be right back after these messages from our aforementioned sponsors.
My pal Amy Schumer is headlining her first HBO comedy special, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo. One of the most inspired comics working today, Amy is the creator, star, writer, and executive producer of the Peabody Award and Emmy Award-winning series, Inside Amy Schumer. And of course, you know, this past summer, Schumer was the writer and played the starring role in the feature film Trainwreck. Yeah, she was the title character. Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo was filmed at the Apollo Theater, New York, and directed by Chris Rock. In addition, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo was written written by Amy Schumer and executive produced by Mike Berkowitz, Amy Schumer, and Jimmy Miller. Schumer joins a long list of stellar comedians who have starred in HBO stand-up specials, including Louis C.K., Tracy Morgan, Robin Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld, George Lopez, and Sarah Silverman. Just to name a lot of them, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo appears on Saturday, October 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now.
Oh, so anyway, we're back, and it's just me today. And like I was saying, I was trying to make a point earlier about how Chameleon doesn't need to send any stuff anymore. We're going to keep mentioning your name because you make a bunch of great pipes and the table's covered with them. But everybody else doesn't need to send stuff or ask me where to send stuff. Like, you know, if I'm on the road and we meet or something and you give me something, I try to hang on to that if it's something I can fly home with or whatever. But people are so generous and it's awesome, but I just, you know, it's too hard to maintain, deal with. I'm still like a small operation, so I can't hire someone to take care of all the stuff that gets sent to me. But that's not a terrible job. Because people are always asking me if I would hire them to do something, and I just go, I do everything myself. I don't need to hire anybody, but maybe that'll be a job. I'll pay a guy to collect all my mail. Like, I gotta come up with a few other things for him to do. I don't think that's gonna keep him that busy. Cannabis in hair, good news. People that are worried about cannabis being in your hair, workplace drug testing and child protection cases often use hair analysis to determine if somebody has been on the reefer. And now a new study shows this widely used method is possibly not accurate. The study shows that THC does not appear in meaningful amounts in hair of users. It could also appear in hair of non-users who were near users. So apologies to all the people that I did that to. I always think, hey, I can't be hurting anybody, me blowing this smoke into the air. So anyway, there. It sounds like this is going to be quite a battle between whether or not it's legitimate to test your hair. Yeah. They should probably just not do that. Like, I don't get any of it. Welcome back to Get Doped with Honey Farm. That was sent in by Dead Milk Lady. So that sounds like a very clever person that you guys should follow, Dead Milk Lady. Do you know Dead Milk Lady, Gabe? Did you see that one when he did it, when he tweeted it? The UK, yay! UK, they received 220,000 signatures. So they have a debate in Parliament today, which I think is already over. I think it ended. I think somebody tweeted me. Can you guys, is there any kind of results from that? Or do they have to wait and decide later? I mean, I barely understand our courts and stuff over here. So, legalizing cannabis could bring 1.3 billion in taxes every year to the UK and save 614 million on policing cannabis, and could create over 10,000 new jobs. Yeah, because there'll be people like me that are too high to get their own mail. cannabis, the Labour MP Paul Flynn argued that cannabis should be as legal as cigarettes. Yeah, it should. Legal-er. Should be more legal than cigarettes. Like, kids should get to... No. substantial scientific evidence shows cannabis is a harmful drug that could damage human health, is something somebody said. Yeah, I mean, smoking is definitely not... As I learned in my very first documentary, the doctor told me, you're not supposed to... Stuff's not supposed to go into your lungs. It's not air, you know? It's just not... You're not supposed to do that. So I love that all these new methods and stuff. I got perhaps a little too high for Doug Loves Movies in Vegas on Saturday because I took one of my reliable gold cap
pills, and it really like hit me super duper hard. And it was fun, but I was also, you know, trying to host a show. Kind of like right now. I didn't do any edibles today because I don't have to do them when I'm in Los Angeles, or I don't do them as much, you know, because I can usually just Uber where I'm going, so I can just get high as I want. The first bid, of course, the first bid for this baby right here, $4.20 was the opening bid. But those days are gone. Like when they changed the 420 mile markers in some state to 419 just because people kept stealing them. which state was that? Was that Colorado, maybe? The highest bid right now is $26. $26. But that was written on this card during the break, so it may have even gone up from there. We've got 1,262 people that have nothing better to do than watch Doug Benson get high and stare at blue cards. And his Twitter. And I'm holding this like it's a baby or something. Let's get rid of it. This is like a pipe that's like, you know, in its high school yearbook, it was voted most likely to get broken. At Bong School. That'd be a fun animation, a world where it's just a bunch of talking bongs living their lives, but having to deal with the occasional break. How do I prefer to smoke is asked me by Baby Girl JPEG. Oh, that's a weird name. Favorite? I don't know. I guess a bong when I'm feeling up to it, you know? Blunts are great because I just find, you know, joints are, you know, they're a terrific thing. I'm glad they exist. But as you see on the show, I don't really smoke joints that much. I just smoke them with, you know, people by a dumpster out back after my shows, and which is always great. I always have a great time, but other people bring other stuff. I love it when I'm like just standing in an alley somewhere in some city, and some guy will be like, "Hey, Doug, can you take a hit out of this?" Like they'll have. I mean, like, why are you walking around with such a crazy contraption? There's so many tiny ways to smoke marijuana. Why do you have to have that? But, you know, it's fun to hit that stuff, you know. I get nice and toasty. And on the subject of upcoming guests, I think we've got some good ones that are, you know, looking good. But I'm also happy to just do this for you guys when we don't have somebody. And that's another very often, that's a FAQ, F-A-Q, is how about you have me on the show? How about me? You know, which is like, I no hurt in asking, because, you know, at some point I might just go, yeah, all right, I'll have you on the show. Guy that just wrote to me on Twitter and said, can I be on the show? It could happen, but that's not really what I would want to do with this show, you know? I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it, but... I just feel like just having somebody as cool as they may be just sit there. I feel like I'd have to try to make it funny, and then I just might be like sit there and make fun of them, you know, and I don't know. It's just nice to have comedians on who can, you know, we can give it to each other and all have a good time and just get high. Let's get back into the pot topics. Look at that, I didn't even clear that one. That's a tiny this. This one is the baby. That's the great thing about having like 2 to 5 guests. Is they'll just keep talking. I'll be back in a second. Please use the bowling pit. Woo! So that was happening at one point. Like, all day. Hang on. that was happening like all day, every day for a while. And now it's dropped back to like once every couple of days. But this was a big one. This is the biggest one I've had in a while. But it's laughing and talking and smoking that all bring it on. So that's what I've been sitting here doing. For the listeners, my eyes are quite watery. That's another thing that happens when I start coughing, is my eyes get all watery. So it sucks when it happens like during a dumb movie. People think I'm crying. Why is this guy crying? They just started walking up Everest. Or like at the walk, you know, anybody that doesn't know how the walk ends because they don't know about what really happened. Like, I think everybody knows the guy died, right? Now they're not gonna know what to know. Doesn't seem to be doing that great at the box office. I thought it'd be a huge hit. Watching Joseph Gordon-Levitt be all Frenchy. So, back to the pot topics.
Pot topic!
For the first time ever, a Native American tribe is planning to grow and sell marijuana on their reservation. The Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe in South Dakota is planning to open a marijuana lounge at the end of the year with a New Year's Eve party. Oh, hey, just got my New Year's Eve plans. The lounge will be open to both guests and anyone who lives on the reservation. The lounge will also have 10 bowling lanes, arcade games, a bar, and food service, and a large outdoor patio and music venue. This is heaven, this thing they're describing, but it's in South Dakota. But I'll totally go in the warmer months. I've been to Sioux Falls in like winter, and I did not like that very much. I was there one year on Halloween. It was really funny because all the women had these big heavy coats over their slutty Halloween outfits because it was super cold outside, even though it was just October 31. Here's good news for Californians. We're going to get, as part of the Tax Control, Regulate, and Tax Cannabis Act of 2016, which I think we'll all get to vote on next November, not this November, of course, another year, but it's going to allow for, if it passes, it's going to allow for cannabis cafes in California. So there'll just be places where people who are 21 and up can go in there, and it's just like a bar, but it's, you know, weed. And all the consumption of the marijuana would be permit. Yeah, you'd be able to smoke there. Yeah, that's the point of it. I like the last line on this card. This could allow businesses to start cannabis cafes and such. It's like, thanks Arnold Schwarzenegger for writing that card and these things here and so on. I love these pot topics today, so I keep going through them, but I also don't want to neglect Twitter because I made such a big deal out of that I'd actually read your tweets. Someone said, use the bowling pin. Did I do it yet? Yeah, I used the bowling pin. Or I loaded the bowling pin and then didn't use it. Oh, I'm like Ace Ventura pot detective. Watching on Xbox One, I'm that dude. Okay, people keep tweeting me about one time we said like only one person in our audience watches it on Xbox. That statistic was absolutely wrong. And to this day, I get tweets from people going, I'm that one guy, which I think is cool that everybody's so excited to be that one person. But there's a lot of people that watch it that way. Have you tried getting Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and other older rappers in the show? Okay, first of all, that's so sad. Those guys are older rappers. But also, I don't know where they're at with weed. Do you think they're like straight up still just heavy weed smokers? Sure. Are we there yet? You make a movie like that high out of your mind? Snoop, of course, we're working on you guys, always. It's a ongoing, always, like that's almost like that should be like the goal of this show is when Snoop comes on, that's it. That's the last episode. We shut it down. Series finale. We got Snoop, which is kind of my way of saying he may never come on. Fetish doll Emily says, hold me like a baby. Oh, because I said I was holding that like a baby. I was hoping that was much more of a non sequitur. Just somebody just tweeting at me, hold me like a baby. Because that makes me wonder, are you the baby or am I the baby? Because if I held you like a baby, if I was behaving like a baby when I held you, you know, you'd probably drop or who knows, something bad would happen. Somebody wants some kind of shout out during the show. These are the most chill. I thought some people would be like, jump in and say something dicky, but Zachy333, take care, man. I gave him the, almost gave him the Tommy Chong voice. Hey, Tommy Chong has a show, you guys. I don't know when it debuts or where it's at, but it's called Almost Legal. And I saw like clips of like, he's got lots of great guests, but you know, I'll probably hear from you guys. Like, why don't you get so-and-so? Cause they went on Tommy's show and talked about how much pot they smoke. But I don't think they smoke pot on his show. Cause every clip I've seen, I don't see anything you could smoke out of or with, or there's never a shot of anybody smoking. So I think they just sit, I think it's they talk about weed, but they don't do it. So that's, so a lot, of course, lots of people are gonna go on there with the legendary Tommy Chong. I wanted to do it, but it was a scheduling thing, which also makes me realize, you know, that there's people out there that wanna do this show. We just, scheduling just becomes a hassle between everybody's schedules. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't mean to just sit here and complain about that. I kind of like doing these shows by myself. I don't get interrupted by anybody. Yeah, somebody wrote something about what's going on in the UK, but I just don't even, I can't make any sense of it. It sounds like they're having a good battle over it, though. And that's the important thing. Is they should be talking about it. I met a lot of really nice stoners when I was just in London. Very cool people. But then again, I mean, you know, they're nice to me because they enjoy my my shows and stuff. They come to Doug Loves Movies, some people that just watch this show, just because that's what I did there was Doug Loves Movies. So there's a lot of stoners that like sort of came and took a chance on it. And I think they had a good time. Anti-pot bribery. Vice has found out that many anti-marijuana researchers are being paid by painkiller drug companies whose products may be replaced by marijuana. This is the most obvious thing that has been going on for such a long time. And it's awesome that it's being thrown out there that it's absolutely true. So we don't just all seem like a bunch of paranoid stoners when we talk about it. Ugh, yeah, they just really, it goes on and on about, I'm sure you could find the whole story somewhere if you just look up Vice. And yeah, it's complicated. one more and then we'll go to a break. Oregon's first 6 days. Because they started up on October 1st is when they could have recreational sales. And first 6 days of revenue, $10.8 million worth of recreation pot, as they call it here. I'm going down to the store to get some of that recreation pot. Based on the first week of sales, actual sales will wildly surpass projections. So there you go. Customers can buy 1/4 ounce per day and unlimited seeds. Oh, and it's also tax-free until the end of the year. Good time to visit, you guys. Go to Portland or anywhere in Oregon. I don't know if there are cities in Oregon that are like not, don't have places to go buy it, or is it just pretty much if you have a city in Oregon, you're somewhere selling weed. I'd like to know the answer to that. You guys can tell me that on Twitter during the break. And we'll say hi to our friend Gabe and talk to him for a little bit. We'll be right back.
Hey, we all know how sexy confidence can be, and that confidence comes from being comfortable. But how great can you feel if your underwear is wrinkling and riding up? Me Undies gets it, and that's why they've created the world's most comfortable underwear for a daily dose of confidence. Made from Modell, a fabric that is twice as soft as cotton, it'll be the softest underwear you've ever worn yet. And with tons of colors and styles, you're bound to find something you like. MeUndies is also the only place to get matching pairs for men and women. They even release a new design every month, and all orders in the US and Canada ship for free. And with MeUndies' money-back guarantee, if you don't love your first pair, you get to keep it for free. You literally have nothing to lose. To sweeten the deal, MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first order at MeUndies.com/GetDug. That's a special offer just for my listeners. Make sure you go to MeUndies.com/GetDug to get 20% off your first order and so that they know we sent you.
Hey, got another update on this baby. What it's selling for? $51. So yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. And we'll see how much further it goes. It'd be funny if 10 days from now, RJ Demo 15 scored that baby for $51 plus a shipping charge or something. 1,400 viewers right now. Gabe is here, everybody.
Hey guys.
Gabe Dillon on Twitter. And
underscore.
Gabe underscore Dillon, D-Y-L-A-N. And you're having one of them Honey Farm experiences. Which flavor is that?
Blueberry, my favorite.
Mm, okay, I like the licorice the best.
Nobody else does.
Really?
No, we don't even make it anymore.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, that's the best one, I think. Because it really tastes like licorice, but you know, people who don't like black licorice aren't gonna like it, but that's interesting.
That's the key.
I didn't know that that lined up that way. Maybe if you like, people who like weed don't like black licorice. I could be unusual, and that's, you don't like Good and Plenty?
No.
Interesting, because those seem to be very popular. I don't get it. There's gotta be black licorice likers out there, but we always have the red licorice from New Zealand.
1 in 20 people, maybe.
Hmm?
1 in 20 people.
Is it New Zealand?
Australia.
Oh, shit. Sorry to both. It's Australia. You don't want to get that wrong. Yeah, move in there, buddy. I wonder if anybody tweeted any questions for Gabe. Because they said he was going to come out here. And I let him take the day off with the magic when he's... you know, when there's no guest, because he could just come out and hang out.
You don't want to see it.
I like it, okay. I do, I think, you know, it's really fun watching you do your tricks for other people, but you know, I mean, I'm not, it's not like something that I crave or go out of my way for, you know?
Right.
What's the best, like, is there a good magic show in Vegas right now?
Penn and Teller, always.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are amazing, but like, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like I've had enough of him yelling stuff at me. Wish that other one would say, hey, modulate a little bit. Enough yelling. He's quite a yeller. Started off performing mostly outside, like at Renaissance fairs.
Right.
So that's why he developed that personality.
He's great at communicating.
He's amazing, but I just, after a while, I'm just like, oh, he keeps yelling.
It's like
that guy Buster Poindexter. Like, if you had to hear him talk for a long time, oh, okay. Gargle. I say that after I had my huge coughing fit on the show. I'm a total mess. I'm gonna get it together, Gabe. Got a lot of plans for a healthier life. I saw Harmontown, and and Dan Harmon's great and all, but like, you know, watching how much he drank, I was like, oh, that might be happening to me too if I. Because I drink quite a bit.
He's impressive with the drinking.
He does drink a lot more than I do, but I still drink too much. I'm going to try to slow it down right after I finish this mug of tequila. That would be so gross. Like drinking just straight up tequila, but like out of a full glass, just
couldn't do it.
Drinking it. Stuff's nasty. I didn't even have, all I had was vodka. All I had was a kettle or whatever they had at the reception, but I drank so much of it. Like I had a, you know, don't remember how the night ended, you know, so I could have murdered somebody or something. Oh, they want to put they want to see Gabe's Twitter name up on the screen. But we said it pretty clearly, @Gabe_DYLAN.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But also put it up on the screen maybe next time or something. Only old people like black licorice. This just in. What website can they get the pen from? Is there a website?
No. Just find us on Instagram.
You got to know a guy. Because you're in a bunch of different dispensaries.
Right.
So you just got to...
all around California.
You got to just find where to go. It's like when I'm out on the road and I want to watch the UFC fights, I'll just go on their site and they have like bars that are showing it. And you type in your area and then the closest one pops up. Mm. And then I'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings or Hooters and watch UFC. Dave and Buster's. Yeah, all the ones that are like, you know, games and fun and alcohol, like not, you can't see it like in a Chili's or a P.F. Chang's or something, because they're a little bit more genteel, like they're not as into the idea of people dining while watching guys kick the shit out of each other and bleed, you know, like there's blood all over the canvas at the end of a good night of UFC fights. So it's, I think different restaurants have different policies, because I've asked a couple times, and they've been like, no, we don't show that. They show football, of course. That's not violent at all. How were the games yesterday? Were they good games? The Pats won. Good for them.
Don't ask me.
Good for them, those fucking cheaters. What do you call being drunk and high at the same time? My wife. My wife! And I like to call it getting dry. Okay. Okay. Answered his own question. I'll go with dry. That sounds good. I did not get dry enough last night. I had too much more booze than I had weed. There's only one person at the reception that had anything to smoke. It was a vapor pen. So it was good. Got the job done, but
that's a surprise.
Yeah, right?
Bunch of nerds.
It was nerdy, but it was also mostly family. Like there's just this little coterie of nerds that we all kind of hung out together at the party and stuff. All right, you guys. I'm just sitting here looking at my Twitter, contemplating taking another hit. Doug Loves Movies is taping tomorrow night at Meltdown Comics here in Los Angeles, and then at the UCB Theater on Wednesday. And I'm doing stand-up this Thursday at Go Bananas. It's a gas in Cincinnati. And Sunday at 4:20 at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. All of these dates are 2015, you guys, in case you're just getting around to watching this one in 2016 or later. Because there has been that confusion. Sometimes someone write me on Twitter, see you Thursday. Is it sold out yet? I'll be like, what? Oh,
it was two years ago.
Sometimes when you Google things, like my name in a theater, like something will just pop up and they'll see it. Oh, they'll just see October 14th, I'm in. DouglasMovies.com, DouglasMovies.com. Subscribe and like, you guys know what to do. Make this show the most popular thing that ever happened. But check out Tommy Chong's show and tell me if you like that and if they smoke or not. And if he does like another season, I'll try to do it. But they were only recording, doing the show for a few days. It just looks like, have you seen anything from it?
No.
It just looks like a traditional talk show, but it's, you know, Tommy Chong talking to, you know, clearly everybody that's on there either smokes or is very open to it. But like George Lopez is on there. We'll look at the list. We'll just, every single person that went on that show will go, well, now come on this one and smoke with me. Yeah. Everybody knows you smoke. Why? What difference does it make if you do it on camera or not? Probably won't work though. Because I'm a great example of why not to smoke on camera.
Aren't we all?
I still do all right sometimes. The next show is gonna be next Monday, October 19th, and I'm thinking like 2:15 Pacific time would work the best for me, but I will adjust for whoever our guest may be. Because we've got a potential good one. Not that Gabe isn't great, and not that being alone isn't great. I love it all. Thank you for watching. Bid on the bid on this beautiful pipe can be yours for 50, at this point, if you have $52 you want to spend recklessly, then you may be able to own this. Anything to add, Gabe?
Nope, you covered it all.
It's a man of many, many words. Thanks, guys. Thank you, and goodbye.
'Don't forget, Amy Schumer is headlining her first HBO comedy special, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo, directed by Chris Rock and written by Amy Schumer and executive produced by Mike Berkowitz, Amy Schumer, and Jimmy Miller. Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo premieres on Saturday, October 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now.